الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة المائدة اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا لا تسألوا عن اشياء ان تبد لكم تسؤكم وان تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبد لكم عفى الله عنها والله غفور حليم. Oh, you who believe, that these are the finishing touches to the legal system of Islam. Hence these advices. Oh, you who believe, don't ask about those things that if they are disclosed to you, you will feel annoyed. Don't ask such questions. وَإِن تَسَلُوا and if you will ask, حِينَ يُنَظَرُ الْقُرْآنِ when Quran is being sent down, تُبْغَ لَكُمْ it will be disclosed. عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا Allah has left over them, left them over as a concession. Conceded to them something, I will explain. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الْحَلِيمُ and Allah is forgiving and forbearing. What does it mean? We find in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared something absolutely clearly haram. And something on the other side, absolutely clearly halal. Permissible, forbidden. In between, there is a very wide field of mushtabihat. So many things are not mentioned. And one, at some time, he is at loss to say whether this thing belongs to this group or that group. Now, if you will ask, when Quran is being sent down, Allah will declare it. So this field of mubah will become short. You will have more burden, more limitations on your shoulders. Don't think Allah has left them over due to some forgetfulness. In ghair nisyan, these are the words in hadith. Don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, had some, he just forgot to mention those things. He has not mentioned those things as a mercy to you. If it is declared haram and you commit it, you are a culprit. If it has not been haram, declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can plead, oh Allah, it was not declared haram. I never found it anywhere in the Quran, in the Hadith, that this is haram. So whatever is not haram is mubah, permissible. Although there might not be any positive proof of its being halal. The principle of jurisprudence in Islam is that everything is mubah unless proved otherwise. Unless it is proved, it is haram. Not that everything is haram unless it is proved to be halal. That would have very much diminished the field of mubahat. But this is the principle which is absolutely in the opposite. قَدْ سَعَلَهَا قَوْمٌ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Such questions were asked by the people who were before you. ثُمَّ أَصْبَحُوا بِهَا كَافِرِينَ And then they lost their faith due to it. They increased their burden. What about this? What about this? What about this? And you know, an incident happened. When Hajj was made compulsory and imperative, ayah was revealed in Surah Al Imran, a Muslim stood up, O Prophet, is it imperative? It is obligatory every year? The Prophet turned his face to the other. He doesn't reply. He comes to that side because he was, you know, a very knowledgeable person. He wanted to have all the knowledge. He said, what about every year? Again, the Prophet kept quiet. Then he repeated the question for the third time. The Prophet became angry. And he said, if I say yes, it will become obligatory upon you forever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has left something, you know. Why do you want to increase your burden by asking this question? This was the habit of the Jews. And then one can very easily add to his burden, but to carry the burden is something else. Theoretically, you can add it to it. Add to the list of duties and duties and duties and duties and obligations and everything for. But to perform all these things and fulfill all these obligations is not an easy job. Then you fail. مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَحِيرَةٍ وَلَا صَائِبَةٍ وَلَا وَصِيرَةٍ وَلَا حَامٍ Now I can't go into detail. These are the four types of animals which used to be devoted to their idols. Some she-camel had given birth to so many camels. Now she is set free. Nobody would touch her. So in the same way, you know, Saiba, Ham, Bahira, from some he camel, so many she camels were fertilized. Now he is free to roam about. Just as in India, you find sand, they roam about and nobody can touch them. All these things, they were the customs of the Jahiliya. Ma ja'ala Allah. Allah has not declared, not appointed. Neither Bahira, nor Saiba, nor Wasila, nor Ham. Walakin alladhina kafaru yaqtaluna ala Allah al-kadhib. Actually, these people who don't have any faith, they have concocted. And they have attributed these things to Allah. Waqtharhum la yaqiloon. And most of them, they don't use their intellects. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَىٰ الرَّسُولِ. And when it is said to them, oh, come to Allah. But Allah has sent down and come to His Prophet. He will tell you what is halal, what is haram. You don't make conjectures yourself. قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَىٰ آبَانَا. They say, no, sufficient is for us what we have found our forefathers to be doing. We don't need any new sharia. We don't need any new commandments. Our forefathers were not fools. They were committing, they were doing like this, they were doing like this. It's something for us. Will they take to this attitude even though their fathers might have been knowing nothing? They might have been ignorant. And they might not have been able to have the true guidance. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yaghurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, upon you is the responsibility only of your own souls. Nobody will be able to do you any harm when you are on the right path. It's very important. I don't have any control except on myself. Even the Prophet couldn't have what he wanted Abu Talib to say and utter these words of Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. But even his wish was not accomplished. You don't have any power. But you have power on your own self. So you are responsible basically for your own self. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla. Whosoever goes astray is not going to do you any harm. Is after that, when you are on the guided path. To Allah is your return of all of you. فَيُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then He will tell you, inform you fully of what you had been doing. But this ayah was misinterpreted by people even in the days so early as the days of the caliphate of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. They misinterpreted how? That there's no need of da'wah, there's no need of tabligh, there's no need of trying to convince people. Well, you are responsible for your own self. This doesn't mean that. That is your obligation, you have to perform. But even if you have conveyed the message in the best of the ways, cleared it absolutely, you have not left any stone unturned on your behalf. Now, even if he is not coming to the right path, you are not responsible. But if you are not doing your job, you are responsible. It was your duty. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, once he addressed the congregation, that I feel and I think that some of you, O Muslims, they are misinterpreting the ayah. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't make da'wah, you shouldn't try to, you know, reform people and to enjoin them to whatever is good and to forbid them from whatever is wrong. This is imperative. This is obligatory. This is your duty. You have to do. If you have done your duty, even then if somebody is not coming to the right path, okay, you will not be responsible for this thing. Even if he is your own son. But if you have not tried to bring him up in the correct way, Islamically, then you are responsible. So then he narrated upon him, Hazrat Abu Bakr read out a hadith to the congregation. When people are seeing a thing forbidden and do not try to eradicate it, it is well nigh that Allah may punish all of them. Something wrong is being done. I see it with my own eyes. I don't say it. It is wrong. Please don't do it. Then if the punishment comes, I will also be included in those who are punished. يا أيها الذين آمنوا شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت وحين الوصية اثنان ذوى عدل منكم. Oh, you who believe, the testimony between you, when death comes to any one of you, and he is making a bequest, a wasiya, it is اثنان ذوى عدل منكم. Two just equitable people, persons from amongst you, Muslims. The person is dying, he wants to make a wasiya, he wants to make a bequest. So he should call two people. Two people who can be depended upon, mature people, just people, of good character, dependable character, and make them the witness that this is my wasiya. أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت. And if you are traveling in the earth, in the land, and that incident of death comes to you, then you can take witnesses from other people also. If you haven't found any Muslim over there, what to do? You are on traveling. So other non-Muslims can also be made. آخرانِ مِنْ غَيْرِكُمْ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ تَحْبِسُونَهُمَا مِنْ بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ. Now these two witnesses, they should be stopped. They should be retained in the mosque after the prayer. فَيُخْتِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ اِسْتَبْتُمْ. And then they should swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have any doubts, if you doubt the integrity of those witnesses, now make them swear in the mosque after the prayer. لَا نَشْتَرِي بِهِ ثَمَنًا. We will never barter away this bequest for any price. لَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Maybe the beneficiary is my relative, related to me. وَلَا نَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ اللَّهِ. And we will not conceal or hide the witness of Allah. This shahada is shahadatu Allah. إِنَّا إِذًا لَّمِنَ الْعَاصِمِينَ. If we do it, we will be among the sinners. فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمَ اسْتَحَقَّا. But if it is discovered that they have become guilty of sin, فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمَ اسْتَحَقَّا إِثْمًا. فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا. Now two other people should stand in their place at that very moment in the mosque. Now they should testify. مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّا عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَوْلِيَانِ. And they should be nearest to the person who died. فَيُقْسِمَانَ بِاللَّهِ. They will also swear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَشَهَادَتُنَا أَحَقُّ مِنْ شَهَادَتِهِمَا. Our witnessing, our testimony is more correct than the testimony of these two people. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا. And we have not transgressed. إِنَّا إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. If we do it, then we are the transgressors. We are the evil doers. That we shall be punishable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ عَدْنَا أَيَّاكُ بِالشَّهَادَةِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهَا. This is more clear and more likely that those people, the original two, they will now bring forth the testimony in the original form. Had it been that whatever you say, it will be accepted, then they might have been tempted to say something wrong. But did they know that their oath can be abrogated by the oath of two other persons also? Then they will be cautious. They won't say anything wrong. ذَلِكَ عَدْنَا يَعْتُوا بِشَهَادَةِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهَا أَوْ يَخَافُوا أَنْ تُرَدَّ أَيْمَانٌ بَعْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. It's possible that our oath will be abrogated due to other oaths. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْمَعُوا. And have taqwa of Allah. And listen. And what does it mean? Listen and obey. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَعْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah doesn't guide to the right path people who are themselves intending to be transgressing. Now the last two sections of this surah, and they are depicting scenes of the day of judgment. What is going to happen on the day of judgment? As we have read in Surah An-Nisa, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. The prophets who were sent to different nations and tribes, they will stand up in the court of Allah, and they will testify as the prosecution witnesses, as the court witnesses, as we call them. But even those prophets, how they will behave before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How humble will they be? And especially in case of Jesus Christ, whom people have taken to be a part of Godhead, what will be his attitude on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these two sections, last sections of this surah, are very important. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَى. Think of the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the messengers. فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. And he will ask them, what response was given to you by your people? قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. This is the humility. They will say, oh Allah, we don't have any definite knowledge. You are the only one who knows all the unseen. You know it. What was the response when people said to us? You know everything. We can't add to your knowledge. You already know it. If God Allah, Ya Isa, now you know, especially Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just recall when Allah will say to Isa, Ya Isa, O Isa ibn Maryam, son of Mary, usko ni'mat ya hai. Just recall and remember my blessings upon you, wa ala walidatik, and upon your mother, is ayyadtuka bi ruhil qudus. When I strengthened you through the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, tukallimu an-nasa fil mahdi wa kahla, so that you spoke to the people in the cradle as an infant. And you spoke also as an old man in old age. Now this word here is very important. Kahla. According to the history, Jesus was raised or lifted from this earth to heaven, and it is accepted by all the Christians at the age of 33. This is not kahulat. Even at the age of 40, it is shab, according to Arabic language. Kahul. Kahul means old age. This means old age will come to Hazrat Ibis, Hazrat Masih al-Islam. When he returns to this earth, and this is given by Hadith, he will come back, then he will marry, he will have children, and then he will die. And perhaps he will remain on earth for 40 long years. So 40 plus 33 go to make 73. Now this is old age. Otherwise this word cannot be explained. So this is a point for those who don't believe in the second coming of Jesus. There are so many people among the Muslims who don't give any importance to ahadith. And these things which appear to them to be again scientific phenomena. How can a person come again and how can a person remain alive in the heaven for 2,000 long years? Because these things are unusual. These are miraculous. Even his birth was miraculous. Without father. He was given the biggest miracles. The palpable, the seen miracles. It can be seen with the eyes. The biggest miracle is Quran. But this is not something to be seen with eyes. It is to be understood through your intellect and heart. The biggest visible miracles were given to Hazrat Masih alayhi wasalam. And there is a list coming. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَالْكَهْلَى وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. These four words appeared in Surah Al Imran also. And the relationship is, إِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ, when I taught you the book, and وَالْحِكْمَةَ and the wisdom, وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. Here now wow is wow tafsiri to explain. That is the Torah and the Torah was the book, the law, and Injil is the wisdom. There is no law in Injil. And Allam tukal kitab wal hikmata, but Torah tukal Injil. By takhluqu min at-teen kahatir, and when you used to make from clay the likeness of a bird, and this is my command, fatanfahu fiha fatakunu tayran bi'idhni, and then you breathe into it, and it used to become a bird, a real bird, by my command. وَتُمْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ, and you heal the born blind and the leper. Bathe me, by my command. وَيْتُخْرِدُ الْمَوْتَى بِذْنِي, and when you revive the dead, by my command. وَيْتَفَرْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْ, and when I held back the hands of Bani Israel from you, They were bent upon killing you, crucifying you. I caught their hand. I save you. If Jaytahum bil Bayyinat, when you came to them with clear teachings and clear miracles, فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Then those of them who disbelieved, they said, oh, it is clear sorcery. It is magic and nothing else. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْأَحَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي. And just recall, oh Jesus, when I inspired the Hawariyin, your companions, that have faith in me and in my messenger. This is inspiration, this Ahaito. Here Wahi is inspiration. Wahi of the book is revelation. So these two words are separate. Inspiration. قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَشَبْدِ أَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, we believe. So you be a witness to us that we submit ourselves to Allah. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ. Now another incident. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ. And just recall when these Hawariyin, these companions of Jesus, asked him, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa, son of Maryam, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيُوا رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَعَيْدَكَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Is your Lord capable of sending down on earth a table, spread with food, a table served on it food? قَالَ اتَّقُ اللَّهِ. Jesus said, have fear of Allah, have regard for Allah. Don't ask such ridiculous demands from him. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. They insisted. We want to eat from that table, which comes directly from the heaven. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. And so that our hearts become absolutely satisfied. Now these are the words which even Hazrat Ibrahim said. So don't blame these Hawariyin. You find it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Hazrat Ibrahim prayed to Allah. Arayni kaifat wahil mata. Oh Allah, show me how you will revive the dead. Qala walam tu'min. Allah said, don't you believe? Qala bala walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. I do believe. But I want that my heart should be absolutely, you know, convinced of it. So the Hawariyin also said, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ وَنَاكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ. And we shall come to know for sure, أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا, that whatever you told us, whatever you said to us was absolutely true and correct. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And then we shall become on that witnesses. Because to be witnesses for Allah, you need a very deep conviction to become a real soldier of Allah on earth. You know, a shallow faith cannot give you the courage. You need a very deep conviction to be ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. Not easy. To read the ayah is very easy. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin al-futam wa amalam bi anna lahum al-jannah. You can repeat it 1,000 times. But to be able to prove to it, equal to it, it's not easy. So you need the depth of commitment, the depth of conviction. Qala Isa, now Isa acceded to their request. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, so said Jesus son of Mary, Allahumma, O God, O Allah, Rabbana, O our sustainer, our Lord, anzil alayna ma'idaka min as-sama, send down upon us a table from the sky, from the heaven. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرْنَا. So that it becomes for us a recurring, returning festival. Just as we have Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So this will become for my ummah. The remembrance of this day will become the Eid. لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرْنَا. From the people who are before and people who are coming later. From the first of us and the last of us. وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. And it will become a sign from you. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And feed us. You are the best feeder. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah said, I'm going to send it down on you. But now, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدْ مِنْكُمْ. But listen, whosoever of you
will disbelieve after this? After seeing such a clear sign, such a clear miracle, if now this responsibility becomes much greater. After showing a clear miracle, you know, no concession is given to the people now. When the people of Falis demanded a miracle, a pregnant camel should come out from this rock, if you are the messenger of Allah, a sea camel, pregnant sea camel should come out from this rock, and this was given to them. But then now, if now you don't believe, then there can be no concession. All finished. So the same is the sigh here. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْضُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then I will give the punishment to him which I will not give to any from all the world. This will be the most severe punishment that I will give them. Having seen such an open miracle with their eyes. وَإِسْقَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. See to this story. And when Allah will say, O Isa, son of Mary, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخَذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you say to these people, take me and my mother also as God besides Allah? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ. Now look to the humility. Who is he? Jesus. Rasulullah. وَكَلِمَتُهُ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ. He will say, سُبْحَانَ, glory be to you. It was not possible for me to say, of which I didn't have any right. إِنْ كُنْتَ قُلْتُهُ, had I said so, فَقَدْ عَلِيْتَ, you must have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. You know whatever is in my mind. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. I don't know what is in your mind. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the knower of all the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ, I didn't say to them, إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي, except the same thing which you commanded me. أَنْ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord, my sustainer and your sustainer. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was watching over them when I was with them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي, when you recalled me, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, now you were the watcher over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ, and you are witness over everything. Intercession, very beautiful. This is the way of intercession with humility. Nobody can intercede with authority or arrogance. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is that who will be able to intercede with him except with his permission? Now look to the verse. إِنْتُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. If you punish them, they are your bondmen, they are your slaves. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, you have all the authority, you are all wise. There is a plea in it, a very beautiful way of requesting, but not clearly saying, وَاللَّهِ اغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. No. The authority is in your hands. It's up to you. They are your creatures. You created them. They are your bondsmen. They have committed a mistake. They committed ghulub. They raised me over and above the real position that I had. They made me equal to you. It's their mistake. It's their sin. In Tawzibhum, Fainahum Ibaduk. Vain Tafsirlahum. And if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Nobody can ask you why you have forgiven them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You have all the authority. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh, this is the day when the truthfulness will be beneficial to the truthful. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. For them, there are the gardens underneath which rivers are flowing. It will be their abode forever, forever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah got pleased with them
And they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَضُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is the biggest success. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاللَّهِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. To Allah belongs the sovereignty and kingdom of all that is in the heavens and in the earth. And whatever is in them. The other expression was, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاللَّهِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Now here, it's different. وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Whatsoever is in them, all the heavens and all the earth. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And He is powerful over everything. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.